So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, v'chein shnei anoshim, zeh oimer koyinani, v'zeh oimer koyinani. In the case of two men who each claim that he is a koyin, their claim for kahuna is twofold, l'achila b'tshuma, to be eligible for tshuma, l'yuchasin, to confirm eligibility for marrying a isha miyuchasis, a woman from a family of untainted lineage, einu nemanim, their testimony is not accepted at all, because einu meid al atzmoy, a person cannot testify about himself. However, bizman shehin me'idin zeh ezeh hare'elu nemanim. If each man testifies that his friend is a kain, their testimony is accepted. The Brisa explains, neman lahachiloi b'tshuma. Their testimony is accepted only regarding truma. But, einu neman lahasiyi isha, ad shiyu shloisha. Shnayim me'idin al zeh, v'shnayim me'idin al zeh. Their testimony for kahuna cannot be accepted regarding yuchasin unless there are a group of three, in which two eidim testify on behalf of each man. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ein malon kahuna al pi eid echad. Rabbi Yehuda says that an eid echad, a single witness, is completely disqualified to testify for kahuna. Therefore, as the Brisa explains, Afein enem alachila b'truma, his testimony cannot be accepted even regarding truma. Ad sheyu shleisha, shnayim me'idin al zeh, v'shnayim me'idin al zeh. Gemara explains, although generally Eid Echad Nem Bisurin, a single witness is accepted regarding Isurim, however, Eid Echad Einoi Nem Lahasiya Isha, a single witness is not accepted regarding Yuchasin because Ma'la also be Yuchasin. The Chacham initiated that superior proof is required to confirm eligibility for Yuchasin. However, there is a question of Ma'la Mitchuma Yuchasin. When Eidim observe one accepting Chuma, do we say that since he has the self-assurance to accept Truma, this is a sufficient proof for Yuchasin, or his self-assurance is not sufficient proof of eligibility for Yuchasin? However, when an Eid Echad confirms his eligibility for accepting Truma, since he does not accept Truma through his self-assurance, this is certainly not a proof for Yuchasin. The Gemara now explains the Machlokes in two ways. Ein malid mitruma liyuchasin l'kuliyam. Both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda agree that accepting Truma is not sufficient proof of Yuchasin. Therefore, Malin l'kuna pi eid echad, mishum d'loy osi l'asukinu l'yuchasin. An eid echad may confirm one's eligibility for accepting Truma because this will not be used to confirm his eligibility for Yuchasin. However, v'chay shinan l'gayim l'n kemifugi. The Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda disagree in the case of two men who testify for each other, whether we are concerned for possible reciprocity, that the first man testifies falsely for his friend, so that his friend will in return lie for him. Rabbanan savri lo chashin lo gaimlin. Therefore, me'idin zel zel truma. Each man may confirm his friend's eligibility for truma, but ein enem lasi leisha, because mal also biyuchsin. Rabbi Yehuda savri chashin lo gaimlin. Therefore, ein enem manin. They cannot testify even for truma. Until two Eidim confirm the eligibility for both Truma and Yuchasin. Both Rabbanan and Rehuda agree that there is no concern for Gaimlin. And in other cases of Eidus, two men are eligible to testify for each other. Rabbanan and Rehuda only disagree regarding Eidus Truma, whether one's accepting Truma through his self-assurance is considered sufficient proof for Yuchasin. Rabbanan savri, ein malin mitruma liyuchasin. Therefore, malin lekuhun al pi eid echad. Loi osi lasekinu liyuchasin. An eid echad may confirm his eligibility for Truma, because this will not be used to confirm his eligibility for Yuchasin. Yehuda savar, malin mitruma liyuchasin. Therefore, ein malin lekuhun al pi eid echad, osi lasekinu liyuchasin. An Eid Echad cannot confirm his eligibility for Truma because of the concern that this might be used to confirm his eligibility for Yuchasin. And since he only accepts Truma through the Eid Echad, this is actually not proof for Yuchasin. The Gemara continues discussing the question of Malin L'Yuchasin, whether a man engaging in kahuna practices through his self-assurance is considered sufficient proof for Yuchasin, and mentions the Machleke as Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. In the case of a loiva, a borrower who declares in a shtar, a loan document, ani pleini koin levisi monim pleini bechasim esahadi, that he is a koin who borrowed money from the malva, the lender, in which two edim signed the shtar. Mahu lahalis mishtaris liyuchasin. Do we consider him to be a valid koin regarding yuchasin? Chadam malin akula milsikum esadi. One says that this is sufficient proof of Yuchsin because the Edom confirmed all the details of the Shtar, including his claim of Kahuna. While one says that this is not sufficient proof of Yuchsin, because the Edom only attest to the loan, but do not confirm the other details of the Shtar. The Gemara proceeds with another Shaila of Malan Liuchsin. Mala Halois Minasiz Kampayim Liuchsin. If a Kohen performs Birchas Kohenim, is that sufficient proof that he is a valid Kohen regarding Yuchsin? And the Gemara elaborates. This Shaila can be asked according to both opinions in the previous Machlekes. Tiboy Laman Da'ama Malan Betruma Liuchsin. Perhaps accepting Truma is sufficient proof for Yuchsin only because Da'avin Misahi. If a Yisrael eats Truma, his punishment is Misa B'dei Shemayim, and he would not eat Truma unless he is certainly a Kohen. However, in Malin Nesis Kapayim Liuchasin, performing Nesis Kapayim is not sufficient proof of Yuchasin, because the Isser Aseh. When the Yisrael performs Nesis Kapayim, he's merely Oiver Ba'aseh, and he might do it even if he's not a Kohen. Eidim Aloishno, or there is no difference, and Malin Nesis Kapayim Liuchasin, or perhaps accepting Truma is not sufficient proof of Yuchsin, only because Truma de Mis'achla Betzina. One eats Truma privately, therefore his self-assurance does not prove that he is certainly a Kohen. However, Malin Nesis Kapayim Liuchsin, performing Nesis Kapayim is sufficient proof of Yuchsin, because Nesis Kapayim de Bifarhesia Ilav Kohen Hu Kule Hailoi Mechzef Inish Navshe. One performs Nesis Kapayim publicly. Yisrael would not have the audacity to perform the Nesis Kapayim in public. Therefore, his self-assurance proves that he is certainly a Kohen. Eidim Aloishno, or there is no difference, and Ein Malam Nesis Kapayim Liuchasin. The Gemara concludes that this is actually Machlekes Rav Chisda v'Rav Avina. Chadam Amalin v'chadam Ein Malin. This discussion continues in the next daf.